Hello, 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 family. We are back with a new episode. Y'all, can you believe it that we are really for real already on episode 13? I am mind blown, but listen, I am so thankful for each and every one of you, every one of our supporters, our listeners. You guys mean the world, and it's such a blessing to have you a part of this community, and I'm so grateful. Listen, where are my manners at? Welcome to the Beautifully Broken with Purpose podcast show, where I, Stephanie, am the host of this beautiful show, where we talk about everything brokenness. But I know when you heard that word, you're like, okay, you talking about everything brokenness stuff, but ooh, like what else is supposed to come after that? But hold on, pump your brakes. So when we talk about everything brokenness, our goal is to help you overcome any area of brokenness in your life so that you can then move on to find the beauty in your brokenness. Do you hear me? You probably be wondering, like, that's true. Like, is that a thing? You can really find beauty in brokenness. And when I tell you, you can find beauty in brokenness, you really can find beauty in brokenness. Y'all, I'm so super excited. And whenever you are listening to this, for those that do and don't know, for you, if you do know, you know that I upload a new episode every Monday. Well, I am uploading this currently on a Tuesday. And life be lifing, and I didn't get to do it yesterday, y'all, but come on now. I'm on here today, and I'm super, super excited about today's conversation and the topic and what we're going to talk about, y'all. I will not be before you long, but I just wanted to drop some encouraging words, some motivation, inspiration to you, because I'm not sure where you are and what it is that you're going through currently in your life, but I want to really bless you and just help you on your journey, okay? And before we get into the topic, because I know y'all ready for the topic, but before we get into that, I have to welcome all of our existing listeners. Thank you so, 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 so much. You are truly appreciated. And I would love to welcome a warm welcome to our new listeners. You could have been listening to anybody else, but you over here at the Beautifully Broken with Purpose show. And we are so grateful for you as well. If you have not already, hit that follow/subscribe button to listen and not miss a beat when we drop something new. What are you waiting on? I need you to go ahead and hit that, okay? But before you hit it, just go ahead and listen to today's episode. And then after it's over, then you're going to go ahead and hit that button so that you will be in the loop whenever we drop something new, okay? Y'all, I'm really excited about today's episode and today's topic, y'all. I was wondering, like, what's up? Like, God, what am I going to talk about today? What is it that you want your people, your listeners to know? And how can I uplift them and encourage them? And the topic today is don't give up, but do this. And you're probably wondering, like, do what, Steph? Like, but before we get into that, I want you to grab you something, you know, your snack, something to drink, grab your blanket. If you're at work, don't be grabbing no blanket and stuff, because I don't need you getting fired, okay? And don't be saying, oh, well, I was listening to Steph's podcast. We ain't gonna do that. I need you to keep working. If you got your ear pods in, I need you to work, okay? And hopefully this lets your work day go by a little bit smoother. And if you're not at work and you at home, then you just straight chilling, then definitely get you some pen and paper so you can take some notes, okay? Everything probably not apply to you, but take the nuggets that hit you. Like, if it hits you in the throat, then you already know that that's for you, okay? So let's get into this. Let's get into this. Let me tell you something. This came from, so yesterday, of course, we do podcasts every Monday, right? And upload a new episode every Monday. And I didn't get to do that yesterday. And what I was thinking about was, like, of course, the topic. And I was thinking about, like, for those that are in this season of wanting to give up, wanting to tap out, my heart really goes out to you. And I truly, when I say truly, I truly understand what that feels like. I've been in that place many, many times. I've been in that dark place many, many times. And I want to encourage you, okay? And when you are in that stage and when you are in that season or when you are in that area right now, I want you to know that there is something else on the other side for you. Giving up is not, it should not be an option, right? But what I want you to know, I want you to do this instead. I want you to first stop And whatever that thing is that God has given you to do, right? Sometimes when God gives us things, we begin to get frustrated in that season of fulfilling what it is that he has called us to do, right? And whether it's start a business, whether it's start a podcast, whether it is, you know, seeking a new job opportunity or whatever it is that you are embarking on new, right? And it can be frustrating. It really can, right? But I want to encourage you, don't give up on that thing that God has called you to do, but do this. And that this is to remember your why. Remember your why. Y'all, at first, it's funny how God works because I really had a lot of little nuggets to drop under, like little tips, but I really want to hone in on that why. I really want to just really just kind of like hone in and talk specifically on remembering the why. Remember your why. Remember why it is that God gave you that. Remember why it is that you started what you have started, right? And whatever that reason is, I'm sure that it's for the good. And I just want you to go back to that why. When you feel like giving up, go back to that why. When you feel like throwing in the towel, just go back to that why. Remember why it is. And it's, you know, a lot of times when we're given something by God to do, it's not for us. It's for somebody else. So remember the why he gave it to you, you know, and sometimes, yes, it starts off just for us at first in the beginning. But then, you know, ultimately, later on, it's always, we never know, we might cross paths with somebody that it's going to help somebody else, right? So I want to encourage you. I want to uplift you. I want to empower you to not give up, but remember your why. Remember the why, okay? Because when you go back to that why, it's like, okay, I got to stay in this thing because that why overpowers me giving up. That why overpowers the frustration that I'm feeling. That why is, it overpowers the irritation and that yucky feeling that I'm feeling right now. Your why is going to empower, it's going to overpower that. I promise you. And I'm going to give you a prime example, but a real life situation is me. Okay. God called me to start Beautifully Broken with Purpose, right? And before we start Beautifully Broken with Purpose, I began writing, and that's when I published my first 21-day devotional. And from that 21-day devotional, which is titled Beautifully Broken with Purpose, came the business from that, right? And it's not just a business, it's a ministry to me as well. And he gave it to me to help women overcome brokenness and find the beauty in their brokenness. And then it went from that, you know, just start making t-shirts and putting, you know, statements, powerful statements on those t-shirts, whether it's statements or whether it's scriptures that women can relate to, and that it can empower them, right? It can help them find the beauty in that brokenness. And then it went from that, y'all, and I always knew it was bigger, right? And it went from that, and it went to life coaching. And I had somebody a couple years ago tell me about, oh, Stephanie, you should be a life coach. You always doing this, you empower. And y'all, I love it. It's like a part of me, okay? And I never looked at it as life coaching or anything. But then that was it was over a year ago that was spoke over me and asked even to me that I want to do. So here it is, well over a year, and I'm like, I should embark on that. And like that burn stayed there, right? And I'm so grateful to God that I gave God my yes with that. Did it seem intimidating? Yes. Did it seem like, oh, Steph, you can't do that? That's too much. Like, it did in the beginning. And even I have my days where I'm like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm just going to stop. Like, and when I go back to the why always ignites something in the inside of me to where I'm like, nope, I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to give up on this thing that God has given me, because what he has given me, I see multitudes of women being delivered and being set free by what God gives me to tell them, by what God gives me to create for them to move on their journey towards healing and growth. Y'all, it's the remembering the why is so vital. And it's so crucial in that moment. So when you have a moment of feeling disgusted, feeling bad, or feeling like you want to give up and you want to tap out, you don't want to do this thing no more that God has called you to do, remember your why. Remember this episode when I said, I remember her saying the why. I feel like that right now, but I got to remember the why. Don't forget why God gave you what he gave you and why that burn, it's like a burn. And when you have a burn down in the inside of your stomach that God has given you, it's something about when quitting comes up or stopping or giving up comes up, you'd be like, it's that burn on the inside. It's something on the inside won't even allow you to fully tap out of that thing. And you know what that thing is, that burn on the inside? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So do not give up. I want to encourage you to continue to press whatever it is that God has given you on the inside to do. Please press, press, press. If you're like, Steph, I'm at a point where I don't even know how to press no more. Steph, I don't feel like pressing. When you even get to that point, just ask the Holy Spirit and call out to the Lord and call out and tell him that you need help. Lord, I need you right now. Jesus, I need you right now. I need your help. I don't even know what else to do right now. And call out. Sometimes the only thing you have to do is just say Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. And I promise, when I say promise, this is without a doubt, baby. Ain't no doubt in this thing. He's going to come. He's going to come. He's going to keep his promises. As you can see, y'all, I was not before you guys long. I just had that on. That been burning on me, y'all, since the weekend for real. And I had to come and share that, just that nugget and that encouragement for you. I pray that it has blessed you. I pray that it has ignited something on the inside of you. Where you be like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready like the Energizer Bunny. Well, maybe not the Energizer Bunny, but for some of y'all, you probably are. And it's okay. And I just want to continue to help you on this journey, okay? Towards healing and growth. And for those that did hear me speak about my 21-day devotional, for those that want to get your hand on a copy of that 21-day devotional, you have two choices. You can either order from our website, which is going to be down in the details in the description, which is www.beautifullybrokenwithpurpose.com. If you order it off the website, you'll be able to get it autographed by me personally. That's right. I'm going to autograph it, put some extra love on it. And if not, if you want yours really quick or whatever, you can also order it from, it is a Prime. It is available on Amazon Prime for my Prime lovers. You can get it off of Amazon. And only thing you would type in is Beautifully Broken with Purpose 21-Day Devotional. You'll see my picture on the front of it. But y'all, it's short, sweet, but it's also powerful. But definitely go and get your hands on that 21-Day Devotional. Check out the website. If you just need prayer, there's an area on the website where you could just hit prayer requests. We would love to, we meaning me, I would love to pray for you. As soon as I get those prayer requests come through my phone, y'all, I'm praying regardless of what time of the morning it is. I love to pray with and for you. Like, that's an extra little thing on the inside of me that burns. But I love you guys. I pray that your day is super, super amazing. Your night, your morning, whatever time you are listening to this. Make sure if you're not already subscribed and following, make sure you hit that button so that you do not miss a single episode, okay? Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, morning, night, whatever time it is, okay? And be on the lookout for our next episode that will be dropping soon, as of next week soon. I love y'all. Bye.